This is Akashvani, the news read by Purnima Samant Kadakoti. With only one day left for campaigning to end for the third phase of Lok Sabha elections, political leaders are making all-out efforts to garner support in favour of their party candidates. Voting in this phase will be held in 93 constituencies spread over 10 states and the union territory of Dadra and Nagar Haveli and Daman and Diu. Senior BJP leader Amit Shah campaigned in Gujarat today. He addressed election rallies in Chota Udaipur and Vanstar. He said reservation is the constitutional right of SCs, STs and OBCs and will remain intact as long as BJP is in power. Mr. Shah also campaigned in Daman and Diu today. Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi Vadra addressed a rally at Vanaskantha in the state today. She reiterated the party's commitment to the welfare of farmers and labourers of the country. Senior BJP leader Mansukh Mandaviya also campaigned in Gujarat today. Campaigning has reached its last leg in Uttar Pradesh, as well as 10 constituencies of the state will go to polls on Tuesday. These are Sambhal, Hathras, Agra, Fatehpur Sikri, Firozabad, Mainpuri, Etah, Badaiyon, Aula and Bareilly. Bahujan Samaj Party President Mayawati held a public meeting at Agra. She alleged that the people of the country are facing hardship due to rising inflation and unemployment. Campaigning for the remaining phases of Lok Sabha election is also in full swing. Top leaders of major political parties are touring different states and holding rallies and road shows. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi held election rallies at Palamo and Gumla districts in Jharkhand and at Darbhanga in Bihar today. In Jharkhand, Mr. Modi said 25 crore people came out of poverty in last 10 years of the NDA government. He accused the Congress of ruining tribal districts and being solely responsible for their backwardness. Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav addressed a political gathering in Badaiyon. He said if BJP wins, they will change the constitution. He said this election is for saving the constitution, which gives us rights, protection and justice. The centre has lifted the ban on onion exports. In a notification, Directorate General of Foreign Trade said the order effective immediately is subject to a minimum export price of $550 per metric ton. The decision was taken considering factors such as estimated Rabi 2024 production, good Kharif prospect and above normal monsoon forecast, current market situation and international availability and price situation. In Jammu and Kashmir, two security vehicles of Air Force were fired upon by terrorists in Shashidhar area of Mandhar subdivision of Poonch district this evening. Our correspondent reports that some terrorists attacked on two vehicles of Air Force in which five soldiers of IAF were injured. Of the five injured, one airman is reportedly critical. The injured soldiers have been shifted to a hospital for treatment. Reinforcement was rushed to the area and counter-terror operations are underway. There was no immediate report of any casualty. More details are awaited. The local Rashtriya Rifles unit has started cordon and search operations in the area. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has refuted US President Joe Biden's claim that xenophobia was hindering India's economy. Speaking at a roundtable organized by a media house, he said, India has always been a society which has been very open. He stressed that India has always been a very unique country in the history of the world and it always welcomed people from diverse society. Dr. Jaishankar countered that Indian economy was not faltering. The US president had recently earmarked that xenophobia in India and Japan was impeding growth in their economies. Indian Meteorological Department has forecast that heat wave conditions with reduced intensity are likely to continue in isolated pockets over East India till tomorrow and some places over South Peninsula India till 6th May. In IPL cricket, host Royal Challengers Bengaluru emerged victorious against Gujarat Titans by 43 wickets at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium. And that is the end of this news bulletin.